We got Trashcan Sinatra's in the studio. Thanks for coming in. Great to see you.
Great to see you again.
I know we're going to have a couple of songs, and I think that's probably the best way to start. We'll talk about the new album when we come back and chat. That's called Wild Pendulum, by the way. Mm-hmm. But first up, a couple of songs. Trashcan Sinatra's in Northridge, the beautiful San Fernando Valley. It's KCSN.
Darkness came the light, turning the stars to diary pages. Tear out the day, our stars align, and I'll fold it away for the ages. Delicate orgasmic time, we can unfold it when we get old. It's one of my best days.
Excellent. That was a song called Best Days on Earth. I hope everyone out there can hear everything okay. This next one is also from Wild Pendulum. It's called All Night.
Up the dance floor, air sign, raising your hands up, fire sign, holding an older flame, water sign, you can be swept away. Come on, DJ.
It's KCSN, the Nick Harcourt Show, and a live session in studio. We've got Trash Can Sinatras. First of all, great to see you guys again.
It's great to see you, Nick. You're looking good.
Not too bad for an old guy. Last time I saw you was at my old place here in town, in the basement there, around about a dozen years ago, and I cannot believe that it's been that long. But you look and you sound fabulous, all of you. Let me introduce everybody who we've got in studio with us. We've got Stephen, we've got Frank, who's doing most of the talking, I think, Paul, John, and Stevie, and another Frank are here as well. Does it ever get complicated? I'm going to be one of those radio guys now. There's two Steves, there's two Franks. Do you ever get...
No, they're extremely different. One's Stevie. Now, that's that wee extra consonant there, little.
That's very Scottish.
Yeah, Stevie.
Really. Yeah.
Did I say consonant? I meant syllable, of course.
Let's talk about this new album. And by the way, I know I'd mentioned three songs, but I'm having a good time. And if you are, maybe you could do another two, so we'll do four songs. Can you do two when we go back to the last
set? Sure, we didn't think of what we're going to do, yeah.
Let's talk about Wild Pendulum. It's a new album, and it's the first one for, 6 or 7 years? And as a band who've been around for a while, since the late 80s, I think the first album, when I first became aware of you, Cake, came out in 1990. I know you've sort of stepped away and come back. It's never been a sort of continuous thing with the Trash Can Sinatras, has it? There's always been sort of gaps in recording. And the music business has changed so much since you were recording for major labels. This time around, you did a pledge music thing, right, to raise the funds to make the album. How does that work? Tell us a little bit about that.
We actually did the last album a few years ago with a sort of crowdfunding principle, but it was a wee bit more like it was a nascent thing at the time, and it felt a little bit niche to do it that way, and we were a little bit unsure about it. By the time we get around to doing this album, pledge music, Kickstarter, all that stuff had really kicked in, and it quickly seemed like it had established itself as a way of a legitimate way of making records.
And were you nervous at all when you go into this process? I'm just interested to know if you're nervous. Yeah. Or are they going to be there? Or are we going to get the money?
Yeah, I think so. All of that stuff, I mean, coming from like having done it the old way, you know, where like, you know, the record company pays for it all up front and you just turn up and do it or whatever. It's a bit like, you know, there's a lot of content to fill. It was a lot more hard work than we kind of thought, you know. There was a lot of updates to write, and, you know, people just want you to keep giving them information, and sometimes that can feel a little bit like you're feeding this insatiable furnace, you know, with content, you know.
But you did okay. I mean, you got 150%.
We got it. Yeah, it was great. I mean, we you know, all. I don't think we were really that worried that we wouldn't get it, but it just felt like it'll always feel weird to make music on a promise, you know.
Sure.
That I promise we're going to make an album.
If you give us the money, we'll give you some songs.
Which I don't suppose is that much different from the way it was in the past, but it didn't feel that way. You know, the fans are buying the record often without hearing it, and maybe it is the only way to do it nowadays in terms of like making money off actual recorded product is to charge people before they hear it.
Well, it's a very different paradigm, obviously, from the days where a record label would give you an advance and then you'd owe them for the rest of your life. At least this way, the only people you're owing are the people who are actually paying for the music, which is kind of cool. Tell us about recording it, because you did it with Mike Mogus, who is probably best known for his work with Bright Eyes, but has also produced a whole bunch of very cool artists out of the studio out there in Nebraska. How did that come about?
We share a manager, actually. It was our manager who cannily suggested him. But I'd never really heard much of Bright Eyes stuff, so I wasn't that aware of him as a musician, but I'd heard the First Aid Kit records, so when his name came up, it sounded really interesting, you know, to work with somebody like that, you know. I thought he'd give us a wee bit of an edge, or keep the edge that we have,
sure,
you know, that we sometimes... you know, sometimes we might be a little misguided and smooth things out a little bit too much. So we were kind of determined that he'd be the guy to do it as soon as we sort of thought of him. And then when we met him, he just thought what we were trying to make with this record was crazy, but it sounded like fun to him.
What can a producer bring to a collection of songs? How can they infuse a collection of songs and make it better?
They bring, in this case, Mike would bring a sort of fresh authority So, I mean, once you've worked with songs for a long time, you are you really need that outside kind of fresh, that fresh authority to come in there. And he has a perspective on where the songs are and where they should go. And maybe that's, you know, that's something the band shouldn't be doing, you know.
I know the record's called Wild Pendulum, and it is out there now. You played us a couple of songs from it called Best Days on Earth and All Night. And I was told that while you're playing All Night, there's a sample in there, a Herb Alpert sample. But you actually have a horn players on the road playing that, right?
Not at every gig. We have, like, we put the word out, and then if there's a couple of players in town, usually they have to be sight readers.
Right.
And they'll join us at the sound check. We'll blast it up, and yeah, it's great. It really helps.
You've been doing a tour, US tour, and we got you at the end of it. So you're actually pretty good now. Well done.
No, I'm just joking.
And
that's true.
There's one more show left, and we do have people listening online up in the Bay Area. Slim's in San Francisco tomorrow night. So if anybody's in the Bay Area, go see the band. I know you're off up there to Oakland tonight.
Right.
And you're going to wrap it up for us with a couple of songs. I threw that at you and said maybe you could throw one more song at us. I had a request,
all right,
which I think you're going to do. What are you going to go out with?
Well, we were going to do Obscure Notes because you asked for it.
I did. You're still going to do
that,
right?
You asked for it.
Yeah.
And but do you want us to do a fourth one?
Oh, yeah, I want you to do a fourth one.
Which one? You want me to think of it? You want us to think of it?
Yeah, I want you to think of it. You should probably do something from the album, right? The new album.
Great. Do you want to be our manager as well?
Where is the manager?
Oh, he's, I don't know, managing Mike Mogus probably.
It's great to see you guys. This will be the last time we're talking before we wrap it up. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much, Nick.
So happy to have Trash Can Sinatra's on the air with us. Wild Pendulum is the album. Great. And if you want to go find him online, just hit the Google.
Right, great. Thanks, Nick. We're going to do Autumn from the new album, and then we'll do
Obscurity Knots, which is from the first album. Okay, yeah. Thanks, guys.
So you'll get to see how much we've changed. Okay. Let's just make sure we're all ready for this. Y'all ready for this? And, okay, yeah. Just
guess I'm growing older. I'm hard enough to hold on to the living ends, but a cloak kind of whistles blow, taking lives in autumn. Autumn, you scold me, drag me down and told me just when I need you to hold, the danger lies in autumn. Autumn, the danger lies in autumn. Oh, bitter ends, but I know the winter won't be cold. The danger lies in autumn. Autumn, the danger lies in autumn. Autumn, autumn. Ooh-hoo. Thank you.
Scootin' Rocks.
That's me there, snug as a thug in a mugshot pose, a foul-mouthed rogue, owner of his corner, not much more. Still these days, a better place to get my just reward. I'll find out a chick very soon. I'll have too much to say. And though I ought to be learning, I feel like a veteran. Oh, I like your poetry, but I hate your poems. Calendars crumble, I'm knee deep in numbers. It turned 21, I'm too nervous, so wrong I get. Rubbing shoulders with the sheets. Looking at my watch and I'm half past caving. And the lap of luxury comes to me. Is this headboard on? Am I a librarian? But to face it in a soft stash room all by myself is the kind of fate I never contemplate. Lots of people would cry on a spring to mind. And though I ought to be learning, I feel like a veteran. Oh, I like your poetry, but I hate your poetry. Calendars crumble, I'm knee deep in numbers. It's a 21, I'm twist number so wrong. I know what it's like to sigh at the sight. First quarter of life.
KCSN, I lied. I'm coming back on one more time. Thank you so much for coming in and playing for us, guys.
You're so welcome, Nick.
The album is called Wild Pendulum. Do yourself a favor. Go out and buy it. You can find it at all the places you will buy digital music. And even if you stream, go check it out and stream the new album. Final show of at least this part of the U.S. tour is in San Francisco at Slim's tomorrow night. And great to see you guys. Thanks again.
And you, Nick. Pleasure.